You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
How long did you say your truck's going
to
take?
Speaking of, it took me 2 days to talk to somebody with my insurance company, and she apologized profusely. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm actually dealing with 120 claims just myself.
Oh my God.
Right now. She's like, so things are very, very backed up. And she said, listen, I don't want to freak you out, but because of the amount of hail and stuff going on in Colorado, and she's like, and for some reason, there's a massive amount of car wrecks in Colorado right now. She's like, you're looking
because
at...
Because we need self-driving cars, that's why.
I think it's all the pot weed. She's like, you could be looking at 4 to 6 months before your truck is repaired. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
So by Christmas time...
It could be next year.
Yeah, by next year or Christmas time, America's pickup could be looking good again. So I promptly went on yesterday and canceled my car wash membership that I pay for every month because I'm not going to be using that right now.
Why not?
Well, the back bumper's hanging off, and there's a giant gash in the side, and those machines are really powerful, and I feel like it would jack up those machines pretty good.
Oh, I see. You're talking about
it's an auto wash, you know, that I pay through every, you know, you can roll through once a day or whatever, so I canceled that yesterday. But gotcha. One benefit that I've noticed driving around with a vehicle with a giant gash in the back is people avoid me on the road now. Mm-hmm. They tend to zip around me. They don't hang around real close because they think
like
I'm the bad driver.
They think you're a poor driver.
Yeah, so it's been really nice. I've been able to change lanes when I want to.
I feel that way. If there's a car next to me on the highway and it's all banged up, I will scoot away from it. It's a subconscious thing.
Absolutely.
We see a car like that and we judge that person that they're probably going to run into me next when it could be just like you. They were the victim of
it. I was the victim. But it is funny because if you're behind me, the way my bumper is hanging right now and some of the plastic is hanging, it's all secured. It's on there good still. But it looks like it could fall off at any moment.
So I wouldn't want to be driving behind you.
So nobody tailgates me anymore. It's fantastic. It's really, really nice.
Funny. 4 to 6 months.
Four to six months, buddy. Yeah, and I've had some listeners that own body shops, and they've been reaching out to me, and they're like the same thing. They're like, hey, maybe we could get you in 4 months, 5 months, maybe.
Man.
I know.
Well, I tell you what, that's a good business to go into right now.
Absolutely, 100%.
Until we get self-driving cars, then that business will dry up, except for the hail,
right.
I guess.
Right, yeah, except for the hail. So anyway,
well,
got a long road
I
ahead
feel
of me.
Bad for you.
It's all good. It's just a pain.
I don't have anything like that going on in my house, but what I do have is a great hunter. I always laugh when I tell stories about Niles the weirdo, my cat. He's all of 6 pounds, so he's a tiny little guy. And he feels, though, like he is a big, great hunter. I got to tell you the latest thing we found. Somehow, twice now, Jeremy laughs because of all the critters that I talk about where I live now in the southeast portion of the United States. A couple of times now, little lizards have gotten into the house.
Ooh.
And apparently Niles loves going after them. So, and I don't want to gross anybody out, and I'm sorry, and I apologize, but if you're disturbed by this, but he is a hunter, right? And at least in his mind. And Gretchen yesterday saw a lizard upstairs on the main level, and it was missing its tail. And she was like, oh my God, it's the second time that we have found a lizard without a tail.
It's good eating.
Well, what's funny is about 45 minutes later, down in the basement where my studio is, I see something that looks like a worm on the ground.
Oh, yes.
And I go over to pick it up. It's the tail of that lizard,
yes.
I guess. But here's the beauty of it. It had been close to an hour at least since this carnage was, you know, bestowed upon this poor little animal. The tail still moving on its own.
Yes.
It was wiggling on its own.
Gross.
And we were like, what the hell?
That's gross.
I know. You know, supposedly their tails will grow back when you put, you know, and Gretchen scooped this thing up, put it outside in the garden so it could go on its merry way.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll grow that tail back. But in the meantime, that one is like something from a horror movie where it's just going.
It's so gross. That's so nasty. It must not taste good, though, because he didn't eat it up. He just spit it out, it sounds like.
He has tried eating them before, and then they get lodged in his throat, and he almost chokes to death.
So he's learned a lesson, huh?
He's a tiny little guy. Even the little lizard would probably choke him.
So now it's just a game. Just tear the tail off and move on.
It's just him being his hunter. And, you know, the funny thing is, and people who have dogs and cats who do this kind of behavior know once he has found them, now he's on high alert. And we cannot get him to stop patrolling around the entire house. Now he knows there is some sort of prey here in the house. And so he will not stop patrolling every area looking for something else.
He's going to be exhausted. Every little movement. What's that?
I wish I had gotten video of the tail and sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
Because it was just
hold it in your hand. And
freaky, man. So freaky.
Gross. Nasty.
Anyway, that's what's going on at my house. And Jeremy's got a damaged truck.
I got pickup problems.